Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Mother-Daughter Bonding Network, a place where mothers and daughters come to nurture their relationships. How is your mother-daughter relationship? If you're not living your best mother and daughter relationship, welcome to the show. Questions? Call 347-539-5078. Now, here's your host, Reverend Dr. Bessie Fletcher. Or you can just call her Dr. Bessie.
And welcome to the Roundtable, Mother and Daughter Roundtable here on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Dr. Bessie, on this beautiful Saturday morning. Just looking at some of the things that are going on here with the switchboard. You know, you just do what you do. Technology. Some days it works just fine, and some days you have a challenge. In my case, sometimes I wonder if it's all technology, or sometimes, you know, with the switchboard, they change so many things that you have to actually kind of keep up with. You wake up one day and get on, and some new rules, you know, changes come. So anyway, good morning, good morning, good morning. It's a great thing. It's a good day, Saturday morning. And I'm sitting here and thinking about the honor it is to be asked to do something and doing it in the right spirit. That is the key, doing it in the right spirit. With that being said, I'll just say this morning, Father God, I just thank you. I thank you for this opportunity. I thank that you've asked me to even do anything for you, but especially to speak to mothers and daughters on your behalf. I thank you, Father God, for the people that you've surrounded around me that has helped me, that keep me strong on this journey. I thank you for that. I thank you for the ones that want to do and can't do or don't want to do. It doesn't matter. I love them anyway. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, I just say thank you, and ask that you bless this world, bless every nation, bless every nation. I lift up Israel. You know, that is your land that you love. You said, I love that land. Whoever blessed Israel, I bless them. And Father God, no one wants to miss out on a blessing. We want to bless what you want to bless. And we thank you for your patience, your love, your consideration to us, even when we don't understand, Father. You will send something along. You send a word. The Holy Spirit will give us a remembrance of something that Jesus said to remind us that you're still with us. You have not left us in spite of what we want and when we want it and how we want it in our heads instead of our conversation. But when we just relax and know that you are here, and that you have a plan, and we're part of the overall plan, that's when peace comes in. And you'll send that peace. The Holy Spirit will bring it. He will show us something. He'll say something in our spirit. And all of a sudden, we just calm down again, and we realize we are on your journey and not one that we created. And I just thank you this morning for that, Father, in Jesus' name. That, I think, is the most important part of life, is the recognition that, recognizing that we are part of someone else's plan. It's not our plan. Even though we want to create something, and just when you think about it, you can't create anything. Everything is already created. And I was looking at a piece last night, and the guy was saying, you know, it's so amazing how humans think that they are creating something. They'll take two plants, put them together, or the seeds of two plants, and put them together, and come up with a new plant, they think, and they says, oh, I created this, created by man. No, what we're doing is cut and paste. We're cutting part of one thing that God created and part of another and put it together. It's cut and paste. And then we think that we create it. Nothing is created by man. Everything is created by God from the beginning of time. So we can cut and paste. We can take the heart out of one person, put it into another. That's cut and paste. We can take the lungs out, put it into another, cut and paste. But nobody can make a heart. No man. And no man can make a lung. So when you think about that, it really shows you that we are really on someone else's journey, someone else's plan. And what an honor, because he chose you. He chose you for a particular reason, mother or daughter. Some of you are playing both roles. You're mothers, and some of you are mothers and daughters. But you're definitely a woman, and you're definitely a daughter. Those two things are definite. You are a daughter, and you do have a mother. And it's so amazing that, you know, God says, out of the womb of the woman comes the birth. No one else can bring anyone else into this earth except by a woman. No one else can get to Jesus, get to God except through Jesus. So, you know, there's some definite that really show us the plan is already laid out. We can't change that. We can't change how a human come into this earth. That's already done. That's a part of the final plan. It will be a woman. As long as there's humans on this earth, it will be a woman. And that woman immediately after birth becomes a mother. So think about that. We're here at the round table talking to mothers and daughters around the world. I'm Dr. Bestie. I'm your host here on Blog Talk Radio, where mothers and daughters come to nurture their relationships. And our ministry, Mother and Daughter Faith Trust Ministries, are based on Ezekiel 16:44. As is the mother, so is her daughter. That in itself is a mouthful. I want to thank my co-host. This morning, both of them are engaged into an engagement this morning. Cynthia is on her way to an event, and Frida had an engagement this morning early for day. So I just want to say thank you. I do appreciate you all. I love it when they're on here with me, and I understand that, you know, everyone is given an assignment, and they have to do what they have to do. But that's why you have to be ready. You know, they come in, they help me, and it makes my job a lot easier. It gives us a conversation. But when you can't have the co-host with you, you got to be ready. You got to be ready. I was thinking about doing a dialogue this morning, but we'll do that next week because Cynthia's always here, basically. And we'll do that next week. Just kind of want to give you something to think about and figure out a new way, because you sit on the switchboard and you listen. And I know most radio programs are pre-recorded anyway. Most people don't have call-ins. So it's not one of those things that offend me at all, because you're hearing the radio stations and very few have a call-in. And people sometimes don't want to call in. They just want to listen. And I appreciate you. I just want to say thank you to every mother and daughter around the world. I also want to say hello to Viola. She's in Nigeria. And I told her we were going to have her on. Hopefully next week we can get her on, or the following week. So she can come in and tell us about some things that are happening in Nigeria there. And mothers and daughters might want to get involved to help her do what she's doing. Let's see what else we have. The book is out, Good News God Speaks to Mothers and Daughters. You can go to mdbn.org, and when you get there, you'll see the book. You can click on it, purchase it, read it, see what God is saying to mothers and daughters. I truly appreciate it. All funding will be definitely going directly into the ministry. I've donated that book to the ministry. It's not mine. God just told me to write down some thoughts. I wrote them down. It's his book, and it belongs to Mother and Daughter Faith Trust Ministries. So, again, you can go to mdbn.org and pull it up and purchase the book if you want. Read it. I'd appreciate it. And hear what God has to say. If you would like, I'd like for you to text your friends if you're not driving and ask them to come on and listen. You can call in the same number that you're calling in on, 347-539-5078. I apologize this morning. My throat is a little scratchy. I don't know why, but it is that way. Our stimulating topic this morning is mothers trusting the Holy Spirit. As I was walking through, listening, and what's the topic? Mothers trusting the Holy Spirit. Now, that's been my study guide for the last 2 or 3 weeks, intense study on the Holy Spirit. And, you know, as I always say, when I get up and I come on, I'm always sharing what God has taught me. So let's look at some of the things, and that's what I wanted to do this morning, so we could do this little dialogue with that, and I definitely want to do that because I want to get Cynthia's take on that. The other thing that I wanted to do, let me go down here to where I am. Last week we talked about a mother's test of faith. This is a morning for me. Pray for me. And how your faith can be tested. Are you believing in? And what are you believing in? And what is faith? And so when you get through all of those things, you know, it came to my mind this morning. We're saying you a mother's test of faith. You have a test of faith. But what are you believing in? What are you believing in? That kind of came up into my spirit. And when we're talking about faith, we're talking about now. See, it starts out with now. That's what I like about it, because then I talk about something's going to happen. You know, Jesus didn't say something's going to happen in the future. He said now. So now is now. Even as 1 second evolved into another, it is still now. Now is always going to be present. So now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. So I was thinking, mothers, where are you directing your faith? You know, this is a question. This is something I was dealing with. Where are you directing your faith? We know there's God, and we know there's Jesus, and we know there's the Holy Spirit. So as I was being taught, you know, the clarity is that a lot of times we direct our faith, of course, to God, to Jesus, and the Holy Spirit. But this was the question that came up. And the question in my mind was, okay, I read a couple Bible verses, I would say. And one being where Jesus said, I'm going to go away, and the Father is going to send you a comforter, someone that's going to be with you, you know, which is the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name. This is Jesus. And he shall teach you all things and bring to your remembrance whatever I have said unto you. And I don't want to get deep with this morning, but it was a part of a conversation that I wanted to kind of like just throw it out there, because a lot of times
we say, Jesus, 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 can you help me? Jesus, can you do this? Jesus, can you go over there? Jesus, I need you to go buy so-and-so. Jesus, I need you to pay this bill. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. And I was one of those. But I stopped that many years ago. I got that message many years ago. But I was being educated on a deeper level on my relationship with the Holy Spirit. And amazing things have been shown to me. And I'm trying not to make this deep or anything or hard. I'm just trying to get one thought out here that will just drop in your spirit. And so the Spirit took me to John 16:23. And there Jesus said, "And in that day ye shall ask me nothing. Verily, verily, I say to you, whatsoever ye shall ask the Father in my name, he will give it to you." And then all of a sudden, my spirit said, that's where my people are missing it. They're wondering why they're not receiving. It's because they missed that one little thing there. They're asking Jesus. And Jesus said, don't ask me anything. Don't ask me. Ask the Father in my name, and he will do it for you. And sometimes, you know, we get the calling because that's, you know, I've seen the trend, and if you're out there, you know this is true. We hear people ask Jesus to do this. We'll ask Jesus to clean the house. Jesus, I need you to help me clean this house. Jesus, I need you to help me with this. And he said, and we're really going against one of the things that he told us not to do. So therefore, he doesn't have a responsibility to us mothers and daughters to move. See, it's just like when he told me about Ezekiel 16:44. He said, you know, Ezekiel 16:44, as is the mother, so is the daughter. And he strictly said to me in my spirit, don't add anything to that and don't take anything away from it. Meaning, just take it for exactly what it says. Now, we know no one is identical. We know everybody's unique. So, I mean, that is a given. But the traits, as is a mother, so is a daughter, are picked up through the eyes into the thoughts and the belief system of the daughter. Because if my mother's doing it, then it must be, especially when a child is young and has no idea of other households, other situations, you know, whatever they see at age 1, 2, and 3, they have been exposed. So that is the truth. So now here we got John saying, writing, saying that Jesus said, and in that day, the day that I leave, I won't be here. I'm gone. You have a comforter who's going to teach you all things. All you got to do is ask him. He's going to teach you all things. He's going to remind you of everything I ever said. So there's no reason. So when we're asking, are we asking the right spirit? Just a thought. Just a thought. I think it came out of a question, Lord, why is it that so many people are asking, going to church, paying tithes, hearing the preacher, and come home and still have not received? And we ask and we ask and we ask. I think that's where it came out of. But are you asking? See, Jesus said, I only do what the Father tells me to do, and I only say what he tells me to say. And I bet you
He never changed one word. I bet you he followed the instructions exactly as they were given. That's why he was not quick to answer. That's why he was not quick to respond. Because I can only imagine that in that quiet time, in that few seconds of consulting the Father, he got the instructions and he got the words. And when he said exactly what the Father said and did exactly what the Father told him to do and how to do it, manifestation showed up. And there's two incidents that popped up in my mind as I was saying that. The woman by the well, when they wanted to stone her. And when he asked, he didn't answer. He knelt down and started writing. He started writing. And I've been wondering, what was he writing? He was just doing it in there waiting. He was waiting. He knelt down to get from the energy flow up at the top where everybody was standing around him. He knelt down so he could hear the Father. So doing on the ground was giving him time to hear and receive. And it's so amazing when he says, whoever have not sinned, cast the first stone, and the oldest to the youngest left. The oldest one left first. See, that was the miracle. She was not stoned. And then his mother, she said, at the wedding, they're out of wine. Woman, what does that have to do with me? She knew he was going to do it. Obviously, the Holy Spirit told her. He's going to do it. And when he did, that was the first miracle. He turned the water into wine. But he had to get instructions. So if we follow the instructions and don't change anything, it will go like this. Jesus said in that day, what's the day? When I'm gone, you shall ask nothing. Ask me nothing. Let's just stop there. I'm trying to look at, if we're going to help each other as mothers and daughters, we have to help each other be accountable. We have to share the testimony. There's so many people out here, mothers and daughters around the world. If we just share our testimonies, it will increase the faith. Share what God has told us, what the Holy Spirit has placed on your heart. That's all I do. That's all I do. I don't have the answers for anyone. I just get up and say, you know what? I don't have choice. I can't make anything. I can't create anything. The last two or three weeks, people are calling me. They're talking. And they always end up with the same part of the conversation. I'm just tired. I'm tired. And I'm thinking, Lord, what's going on? Why am I getting an influx of calls? Not only women, men. And when they get to talking, tired. I'm tired. I'm just tired. Meaning that I've tried everything that I know to try, and it's not working. So somewhere along the line, if there's a recipe, there's an ingredient that's missing, and that ingredient is key. It's like baking a cake and not putting eggs in the batter. You know, in the flour, you're mixing it up. You put the flour, and you put the sugar, and you put the butter. And you can put anything else that you want to put in there, but if you don't put the eggs in there, I'm not an expert on culinary and baking, but I do know. My mother was. And when she made a pound cake, it had to have 12 eggs, pound of butter. You know, it was certain things that had to go in there. That sounds like a lot of eggs, but it was. Fluffy, moist. If you miss one ingredient, and I think this is a key ingredient here, in that day, And in that day, ye shall ask me nothing. And verily, verily, when he say verily, verily, that means I am speaking the truth. This is the truth. Believe me. I say to you, whatsoever ye shall ask the Father in my name, he will give it you. That's the King James Version. So with all of that being said, I just want you to think about that. I just wanted you to think about that, and hopefully, you know, we can have a dialogue on it, because I think it goes deeper than that. Because if you go to John 16:22 and read before it, and then go to 16:24, you'll see. Because and just, I don't know why the Holy Spirit has got me. He said this is the message this morning, and that is why. But I'm trying to listen to what he's telling me, so that I don't come across and confuse you. Because this is the way he wants. This is what he wants me to talk about. It says, and ye, this is the 22nd, and ye now therefore have sorrow, but I will see you again, and your heart shall rejoice, and your joy no man taketh from you. So he's like, I'm leaving, but don't worry about it. You're going to have someone coming. Take advantage of that. So now, when I think about it, you know, I think a lot of times we don't give the Holy Spirit, we don't talk to the Holy Spirit like we talk to God and to Jesus. I think a lot of times, and I had to learn that, because I would just go straight to Jesus, because I know that's how I'm going to get to God, and I'll just go, Father, this is so and so and so, in the name of Jesus, I'm asking you, you know, and it's a routine. But when you get to the point where the Holy Spirit gets in the middle of that thing, even though you have the Holy Spirit, I know you're saved, you have the Holy Spirit, but the Holy Spirit is a gentleman, will not enter into your conversations, will not enter into your thoughts until he's invited. Now, use he as a means of descriptive, because we know the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of God that lives inside of us. So the Holy Spirit will be with you, ride, walk, will talk to you, want to have a conversation with you. And sometimes we don't talk to the Holy Spirit as a person like we talk to God and Jesus, when he is the one that's on the earth with us. I'm just throwing things out there. I'm not saying you. I had to regroup myself and realize, yes, he is the comforter. He is the one that the Father sent to teach me all things. So if I don't know how to do it, I certainly need to ask the Holy Spirit, to not ask Jesus to teach me, to ask the Holy Spirit to teach me. And ask the Holy Spirit to remind me of things that I can't remember. You know, he said, whatsoever I've said to you, you'll never forget it, because the Holy Spirit knows it all. So ask him. He'll tell you. So in that, we have no excuse. We just need to start talking to the Holy Spirit just like we talk to God. You know, we love to run to God. We do. But God is saying, I gave you all of me. I gave you my spirit. So when you talk to the Holy Spirit, I am that I am. I am God that liveth inside of you. Well, that's my take on it. That's my take on it. So think about it. Love to have a conversation with you. I'd love to have a conversation with Cynthia next week on that. have one more event, some things I'm doing today. And so I'm going to say, if you will, email me at DrBessie1, any comments. I'd love to hear what you think. I'd love to hear your take on it. It definitely will be an open dialogue. I know Cynthia has some things to say that will just broaden it. That's why I didn't really do a lot of writing on this morning. I just wanted it to flow and the discussions and just open it up for a dialogue and just give you two sides of the coin. And next week, I definitely want to do that because I know she has something wonderful to say. She always brings that thought that will give you something to take away. So my throat is all scratchy this morning. I want to say thank you so very much, and God bless you, and I'll see you next week. Bye-bye.